All right, 7:39, just about 7:40 here, and time for another edition of Ask the Doctor with Dr. Keith Rubicki, who is standing at my left. Dr. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
And Naomi is here, too. Naomi, what's the last name?
Cabri.
Naomi, where are you from?
I'm from West Africa.
West Africa.
A student from Creighton.
Creighton University. Correct. And Dr. Keith, you're a proud Blue Jay.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. And so tell us about your experience here in Norfolk, Naomi.
It's been very great, and I'm very privileged to be learning from such a great doctor.
He's one of the best.
Intelligent man, yeah.
Yeah. So what's going to be your area of expertise?
Oh, I like what he does. I also
OB?
Have a whole list, so mm-hmm. Yeah, still up in the air for now.
Is she a good student doctor?
One of the best.
Yeah? There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long are you here for, Naomi?
4 weeks.
How do you like it in Nebraska?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not too cold for you?
No, not at all.
Nebraska winters, you're surviving that okay?
Yes.
Coming from West Africa, that would be, was it an adjustment for you?
I've been in the state for a while now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you remember those first few days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was very cold, yeah.
I can't believe it can actually be this cold. And yeah, the first time I went to Las Vegas in the middle of July. I'm telling you what, folks, this, it's a dry heat excuse. No, I don't think so. All right. Well, let's get onward here with the program. A brief review of the May 2024 broadcast, Doctor, where we talked about the benefits of breathing through the nose.
Yeah. If you remember, this was May of 2024. We talked about the fact that we breathe 20,000 times a day, and 80% of the time, 80% of us do not breathe correctly. And by that we mean we should be breathing through our nose and not our mouth. And why? Because the benefits of nasal breathing are tremendous. If we breathe through our nose, we pick up nitric oxide, one of the most important molecules in our body. Mm-hmm. We oxygenate our body 20% more. We kill bacteria, fungi, and bacteria if we nasal breathe. And for children, we prevent dental caries and crooked teeth. And so unless we're being chased by a mad dog, we should keep our mouth shut and breathe through our nose.
You know, there's a lot to be said about dental health, too. Not to turn this into a dental thing, too, but keeping your teeth clean and without infection, because that can really spread through the body quickly, can it not?
Yeah, it's really felt to be one of the leading causes of cardiovascular disease.
The
bacteria in our dental caries in our mouth can rapidly get into our heart. And there's a bacteria called subtilis that is really identified as a major risk factor for heart attacks. So keeping our oral cavity healthy is job one as well.
Veterinarians will tell you, keep your dog's teeth clean.
Yes.
It will increase their longevity, yeah. Matter of fact, Doug, he's going in for a little dental cleaning here pretty quick, yeah. The autonomous nervous system.
Yeah, autonomic nervous system. So, you know, with breathing, we've learned that not only the benefits of nasal breathing, but we can stimulate a major, probably the most important nerve in our body called the vagus nerve, the vagal nerve. It starts in our midbrain. It comes down through our head, innervates our eyes and our ear. Then it goes through our neck and it innervates our vocal cord, the voice box. Mm-hmm. And then it goes through into our chest, hits our heart, our lungs, goes through the diaphragm, innervates our stomach, and then pancreas, and then the entire GI tract. So this vagal nerve is really the wanderer of our body. It senses what's going on in all of these organs, sends messages to the brain, and the vagus nerve is the calming, the healing, relaxing nerve of our body. The problem in our society, we have the sympathetic nervous system. So the balance of sympathetic, fight or flight, versus the parasympathetic, relax and digest, we have an imbalance because in our society, mental stress, physical stress, you know, eating in our society is very stressful to the body because of, quote, the junk food, which we've talked about in the past.
Ultra preservatives.
But mental stress, there's just tremendous, people are trying to do too much at a time. And so overstimulation of our sympathetic nervous system. What does it do? Raise our heart rate. It causes hypertension. It stops our GI tract from working correctly. We get anxious. We get depressed, etc. We are oversympathized and under parasympathized, and that's one of the leading causes then of health issues, because sympathetic stimulation is inflammatory to the human body. So because we don't have enough parasympathetic, the calming, relaxing, we need to find ways of stimulating that. And fortunately, we can. And, you know, the research in this vagal tone, which we call get more sympathetic to the body, came from cats. Cats sit around all day purring. Why do they purr? They're healing. They're relaxing. They're sleeping. They live forever. Mm-hmm. Parasympathetic. Purring, purring, purring.
Nine lives.
Yes, yes. Last time we mentioned it, you were going to try and teach your dog how to purr, remember?
Yeah, yeah, that's not going well, by the way.
So what researchers have found is that if we breathe correctly and then hum, we can stimulate our parasympathetic nerve. Why? Because we have this recurrent laryngeal nerve going from the vagus nerve to our voice box.
Yes.
And by vibrating your voice box, which you do all day because you're talking, yes, and you're singing, humming, etc., then we stimulate that vagus nerve. And if you do that, and I'll go over the correct protocol that is has been found to really change people's health. If we do humming, we stimulate that vagus nerve, we lower our blood pressure, we lower our heart rate, our anxiety goes down, our mental clarity goes up, our digestive tract starts working better. You know, so many people come to us with reflux, GERD, acid reflux of the stomach, indigestion, irritable bowel syndrome. It's because their vagus nerve, their vagal tone has been suppressed. If we stimulate the vagus, then pretty soon we don't have the reflux. We're digesting better. Our bowels are working again. Mm-hmm. So it's a major, major issue in our society. We need to stimulate the vagus nerve, and one of the major ways is humming.
I don't know that I know any depressed people who sing.
Exactly, exactly. So
you know people who sing, they're happy all the time.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. So what to do? This has all been researched and found to be get the most benefits out of humming. We should take a deep breath and exhale, and do three deep breaths through the nose and exhale, and then breathe in through the nose for about 4 seconds. And then the major thing is exhaling for about 8 seconds. Double the exhale, slowly exhale. And then as you're exhaling, put your tongue under on the behind your top teeth and hum. And why? Because the humming is vibrating your vocal box, your voice box, and you're stimulating your recurrent laryngeal nerve, and then you're stimulating the vagus nerve. So if you hum and take your pulse, then you'll see your pulse rate goes down, your heart rate goes down, your blood pressure goes down. You know, it's fancy today for people to wear smart watches and watch their heart rate variability, the Whoop, the Aura. What controls our heart rate variability, which is a major indicator of health, is the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. And the higher your HRV, heart rate variability, the better for our health. What controls HRV? The parasympathetic nerve. So if you have a low HRV, you're oversympathized. You're not getting enough parasympathetic. You can monitor your HRV and know that, my parasympathetic nerve is working. If it's not, we should work on it. So protocol, to do this correctly, we should try to do this twice a day, 7 minutes in the morning, and most importantly, 7 minutes before bedtime. We sit down or lay down, we're calm, and we take a deep breath in through our nose, and we hum for about 7 to 10 breaths on the exhale. And you do that for about 7 minutes, and you go to sleep. and you'll notice right away, huh, I'm sleeping good right away, you know?
Man.
And your sleep quality improves as well.
Cold exposure and vagal activation, throwing cold water in the face.
Yes.
I've got this thing when if I'm like anywhere in a restroom or something like that, of course you always go over and wash your hands. I just like to have this immediate reaction. I want to throw water in my face. I always like to just throw water on my face.
You're stimulating the parasympathetic nerve. So, you know, it's popular today, take a nice warm shower, and then right at the end for maybe 30 to 60 seconds, hit the cold, and you're stimulating your parasympathetic nerve, what's called hormesis.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. It's a stress to the body. Just like fasting is a stress to the body, stimulating the sympathetic nervous system by these stresses and then balancing that sympathetic, parasympathetic, autonomic nervous system. It's a huge, huge, huge issue in our healthcare today.
Wow. There you go. So reset this. So this morning before you go to work, you know, these are things that you can do anywhere. You can do this in the car on your way to work.
Yeah. And when you're driving, you know, out to Bassett, you can hum all the way there.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to Bassett. I'm going to do a lot of humming this morning. That's 2 hours and 10 minutes.
But you know, think about it. Singing is very powerful. And, you know, if you don't like to sing in church, hum in church,
mm-hmm.
you know. Really, it's powerful because you're stimulating that parasympathetic nerve in your chest wall. One last thing about proper breathing is breathe with your belly. You know, when you take that deep breath, push your belly out. So many people are chest breathing.
Yeah.
They're wearing their shoulders on their ears.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that because you're not getting that nitric oxide throughout the body. Nitric oxide, that when we stimulate our sinuses by humming and by breathing properly, that goes throughout our body. Oxygenation goes up 20%. And research is showing if we hum, the sinuses produce 15 times more nitric oxide, which is why our blood pressure goes down, why we feel wow. calm, why we lower our rate of heart disease, why we lower our risk of stroke, you know. Stroke is a big problem in our society, and it's due most of the time to sticky platelets. Our platelets coagulate, they get too sticky, we form clots, and there we go. We can prevent sticky platelets by having nitric oxide from humming and breathing properly.
Wow, there you go. And think about all the drugs you're taking to do all of that when all you have to do is do some breathing.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I have patients, you know, that take this seriously, and some have been able to decrease their number of their blood pressure medicines, and even some that have gone off of their blood pressure medicine because now they're using God's physiology of the body to correct itself.
Think of the money you're saving there just by doing some breathing exercises. That's great. If you missed part of this here, we'll get this up on the podcast page as well so you can listen to the entire episode, and you can listen to episodes all the way back to May of 2023, I think. Dr. Keith Rubicki. And Naomi, thanks for coming in. Student, and she's spending some time here in Norfolk this summer, and a student at Creighton University. Appreciate you guys coming in. I always feel smarter after I talk to Dr. Rubicki. Other people I listen to, I always feel dumber, but I always feel smarter when
It's a mutual feeling, Jeff.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, 7:53 on the WJG Morning News. We have Pat in sports coming up next.
The graduating class of 2026 has hit the ground running. Resumes are literally flying to the desk.